news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We're in the home stretch with Election Day coming up on Tuesday. Donald Trump is holding 11 rallies in the final 6 days of the campaign, and things are heating up in an already contentious election season. The Trump campaign released what's being called the most racially charged national political ad in 30 years, in which they accuse Democrats of plotting to help people they depict as Central American cop killer invaders run amok. The web ad surfaced on the day Trump announced his plan to send as many as 15,000 troops to the southern border to repel the caravan, which is still hundreds of miles and weeks away, and claimed he has the power to change the Constitution to end birthright citizenship with an executive order. Trump spoke with ABC's John Carl.
Okay, you're talking about 10,000, maybe 15,000 active duty U.S. military to the border, more than we have fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan, more than we have fighting ISIS in Syria. You're really going
to
do that?
It's very important. We have to have a wall of people, very highly trained people, terrific, dedicated patriots. That's what they are. You have caravans coming up that look a lot larger than it's reported, actually. I mean, I'm pretty good at estimating crowd size, and I will tell you, they look a lot bigger than people would think.
What we see is deeply impoverished people fleeing violence, many of them women and children. You're going to send 15,000 active-duty U.S. military?
It's mostly men, and it's actually mostly young men, and a lot of rough people, John. They're pushing the women right up into the front, not good, and they're pushing the few kids right up to the front.
But they're 900 miles away. The active-duty military, you know the law. I mean, you're the president.
Yep.
They can't arrest people crossing the border.
It depends. National emergency covers a lot of territory. They can't invade our country. You look at that, it almost looks like an invasion. It really does look like an invasion.
Think those caravans are an invasion?
Oh, I think so. I think when you look at some of them, when you look at some of the people within the caravan, yeah, I think it could be considered an invasion of our country. We can't have it.
But there has been no formal national emergency declaration, which means those troops can only act in support of Border Patrol, doing things like transporting agents and building tents.
Appearing at a rally in Fort Myers, Florida Wednesday evening, Trump once again said he wouldn't be surprised if George Soros is funding the caravan of refugees headed toward the U.S. just days after a bomb was found in Soros' mailbox. Of course, CNN was sent 3 bombs, and Trump is still slamming the media as the enemy of the people.
33% of the people in this country believe the fake news is, in fact, and I hate to say this, in fact, the enemy of the people.
Trump was ostensibly in Florida to campaign for the Republican gubernatorial candidate, but he couldn't resist making it all about himself.
In less than 1 week, Americans will go to the polls in one of the most important elections of our entire lives. Although I will say, not as important as 2016.
In the final week before the midterm elections, details of a Republican scheme to disparage Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller began to emerge, and the plan began to fall apart. CNN has details.
It was first teased in a tweet, an apparent hoax being sold as a supposedly scandalous story about to break about Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The person behind the tweet, Jacob Wall, is a 20-year-old far-right online personality who in the past has been accused of fraud. It was a document claiming allegations of sexual assault against Mueller from an unidentified woman. Comments below from gleeful readers saying, "We believe the victim," and LOL, time to rub it in. But just hours later, the site took the document down and said it was investigating both the allegations and their contributor, Jacob Wall.
It appears that they were trying to maybe smear the media, ourselves, Robert Mueller, and maybe the Me Too movement.
What has emerged is a dark and sloppy operation, now just a few days before the midterm elections. Wall, it seems, linked to a group calling itself Surefire Intelligence, which was trying to get the dirt on Mueller. Some, like the New Yorker's Jane Mayer, noting that the photo of a supposed managing editor at Surefire Intelligence on LinkedIn bore a striking resemblance to Wall himself. The tale growing even more bizarre after reporters started receiving emails from a Lorraine Parsons, who said she had worked with Mueller in the 70s, though the law firm has said it has no records of her being employed there. In her email, Parsons claimed she had been offered tens of thousands of dollars to make up a sexual allegation against Mueller. Mueller's office referred the matter to the FBI, which is investigating the alleged offers of money to various other women for bogus stories.
November has arrived, so it's now open enrollment time at healthcare.gov and various state healthcare exchanges. Yes, the Affordable Care Act is still with us, despite the Republicans attempting to repeal it dozens of times over the last 10 years.
You've been saying that Democrats want to take away pre-existing conditions. I mean, it's your administration that's supporting a lawsuit that
I'm going to replace pre-existing conditions, and I've always been there. What the Democrats are going to do is they're going to destroy our entire health care, and you're not going to have any health care.
After that whopper, it's a good time to play this clip.
You remember well in the campaign, you made a promise.
In this journey, I will never lie to you. I will never tell you something I do not believe.
Can you tell me now, honestly, have you kept that promise at all times? Have you always
been
truthful?
I do try. I think you try, too. You say things about me that are not necessarily correct. I do try, and I always want to tell the truth.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.